Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, what are you doing? Good afternoon, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for joining us again, my sister, my friend. We are an internet broadcast that's here to give our sisters a sounding board in a godly arena. We want to allow them to ask questions, voice their opinions, and become comfortable with themselves. We want to provide resources and information that will help them. We want to give them community events that are up and coming so that they may attend and help encourage them in their life and help them get some guidance into the things of life. Tonight, we are just going to have a little simple open discussion tonight with my host, co-host, Miss Beverly. We want to just talk to you tonight about some things that are very important and dear to our heart. We also want to give you some information about some upcoming events. First, we would like to shout out to the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, who I am a member of, Pastor Elder Michael Morgan Sr. And also, Beverly, you want to shout out to
First Free Will Baptist Church at 1415 West Wheatland Road in Duncanville. My pastor is Richard Terry.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for that. Thank you tonight, Beverly, for joining me as we just want to just talk to the listening audiences about some of the health issues that are going on today. We won't be lengthy tonight. We just want to inform our sisters and get them on track about taking care of themselves and their body and keeping up with the issues of with their health. I wanted to share with our listening audience that I've recently had cataract surgery, and cataracts are the coverings, membranes over your eyes that make things look darker to you, and they are very irritating. They are very darkening to the eyes, and we want to let the listening audience know that they can be taken care of very easily and with a minor surgery, which is a day surgery, that only takes about 30 to 45 minutes. They go in and they remove the cataracts off of the eyes, and you see clearly and you see brightly. So we want to admonish you that those that are having vision problems to see your ophthalmologist, because your vision is very, very important. You want to be able to see clearly so you can think clearly. Now, you might think that's just something that I'm saying, but if you cannot see good, it hinders your thinking very much. So we want to let you know that that's an important part of taking care of your body. You should have regular eye exams at least once a year. And if you are a diabetic or have any other illnesses that contribute to your sight, such as high blood pressure or kidney problems, you should make sure that you have a yearly eye exam. Also, we wanted to tell you about taking care of your blood pressure. Beverly, can you expound a little bit on that?
On cataracts?
No, on blood pressure.
Oh.
Yeah, we want to tell them about taking care of their blood pressure.
Oh, well, the only thing I know about blood pressure is that when your head starts swimming and you can hardly stand up and you don't understand why, it's good to go have your blood pressure taken. Even if you're laying down, you'll feel a sudden swimming in your head and you just won't feel right. And it's best to go to CVS, get your blood pressure taken right quick. At least you're there with the pharmacist, or something happened, you're there with the pharmacist. But it's important to get to the emergency room it's really important to take that medication. And I have a bad habit because I like salt and sweet stuff together. But it's really important that you take your medication and try and cut down the salt as much as possible. It really doesn't do us a lot of good. It holds a lot of water in and stuff. So, but it's really important to take your medication and follow your doctor's advice on blood pressure, because it really will send you over the edge, and you'll be walking around and don't know what's going on, and you'll feel real dizzy and kind of lightheaded. So it's always a good idea that when things aren't feeling right in your body to go to the doctor as quickly as possible.
Yes, and blood pressure also has an effect on your eyes. It has an effect on your kidneys. It can cause you to have a water weight buildup because of the salt intake. It does cause you to have headaches. Like Beverly said, you can get dizzy with it. And black people are more prone to have blood pressure problems because of our food intake. Because, you know, we like to eat real salty. We like to eat lots of pork. We like to eat lots of seasoned foods, which, you know, that's what we grew up on. But the still fact remains that salt is not our friend. Salt can cause us to have blood pressure issues and kidney issues and also obesity. Salt causes water weight buildup and retention, to those who are not familiar with that. Salt is not good in large quantities. The doctors say that although we do need only I think it's 10,000 grams of salt daily, but that's, you know, we take that in the potato chips or the fast foods we eat or in different aspects like that. So we are constantly bombarded with salt, but it's a good thing to watch our salt intake and watch our, so that we can watch our weight. And that's another thing that we have problem with as black people. We are of a generation of obese people. Sorry, but that's what the health experts say. By your body measurements, your waist circumference, there is a standard that they use these days in the health industry to control your insurance premiums and your health issues that you have, your body mass. They're using that as measures today. And if we over 30 inches, women, if we're over 30 inches around our waist, we are considered obese. So that's another thing that we need to watch out for and try to control is our weight. We should learn, and I'm trying to learn it as well myself, is to be proportionate. Watch the portions of food that we eat. Watch the salt intake that we eat. We need to eat more vegetables and more fruits. We need to drink lots and lots of water. Water, they say, is just very, very good for us today. It helps flush our body of unwanted materials that flow through our bloodstream and in our bladders and kidneys. So we should drink at least, they say, a gallon of water a day, but sometimes they use your body weight measurements to tell you how much water to drink. But water is also a flusher. It will flush out the salt in your system. It helps keep us hunger at bay. Also, if we drink water before we eat, they say that's a good thing to keep hunger off when you get ready to eat. If you just drink two 8-ounce glasses of water before you eat, it makes you feel full. And once you start eating, you can kind of control what you eat in order that we won't be obese. Another thing is exercise. That is the going thing these days for us women. Women, we need not be sedentary. I was told the other day that I need to stop taking my naps and move around because I sit down all day, and as long as I'm sitting, I'm not getting the proper movement going on that keeps me gaining weight. So exercise is very important and very needed these days for us ladies. So we need to drink more water. We need to proportion our foods. We need to exercise more. We need to cut down on our salt. We need to eat more vegetables and fruits and cut the red meat out. Also, fish is good for omega-3, which is good for our heart and our brains to help us keep thinking and help us keep cognizant of what's going on around us. So, ladies, I just wanted to just give you a little tip there on your health. And also, I wanted to tell you to make sure that you have your checkups at least once a year. Those ladies over 25 need to have a pap smear every year to make sure there's no abnormalities in your reproductive organs. Also, we need to have our bone scan done, see if we have enough bone and calcium for our bones to keep us strong. And there are a number of tests we need done. We need our chest x-rays. So ladies, we just need to get physically fit. We just need to take care of our bodies and make sure we have nothing running rapid inside of us that, you know, that can cause problems. They are recommending that ladies over 35 to 40 do a colonoscopy. That violation you don't have to do, but every 5 years, and that's recommended for us. And there are a number of things that we need to have done in order to keep us healthy. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and let Beverly tell you about the health fair.
On October 31st, Free Will Baptist Church and Granny's Place Ministries will be hosting our first health fair. It's going to be at 1415 West Wheatland Road at the corner of Clark Road and Wheatland Road. And we're going to start at 7 a.m. to 2 to noon. Parkland's mammogram mobile unit will be there. And we're signing women up. We need 42 women to take advantage of free mammograms. The Duncanville EMS and Fire Department will be there. South Texas Dental will be there talking to families about the types of dental insurance that they have available. They really do have some great health insurance that's available. So you should come out and find out about it. A couple other health insurance agencies have offered to come out. Cedar Valley College is going to be there talking to everyone, youth and young adults, about going to college and also about other opportunities. They have some classes. If you're interested in the health field, they have some classes in that area, so it would be great to stop in and talk to them. Free Will Baptist Church members will be there and passing out information about the pastor and the church and that kind of information. We have a lot of information from different agencies talking about diabetes, talking about the hair products that you can use, talking about a lot of different things, so we'll be passing out information about that. So we're going to have this on October 31st at Free Will Baptist Church at 1415 West Wheatland Road in Duncanville, and the zip is 75116. It's a free event, and we'd like for everyone to come out. And we will also have a respiratory therapist there, I'm sorry, that will test people for asthma and different other allergies and give you some of the warning signs about when allergies will kick off and how different foods and other things can trigger an asthma attack, can trigger an allergy attack. And so we're looking forward to them being there as well. So come on out. Stop by, call 972-802-6495. If the women are interested in having a free mammogram, it'll be on our Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn page, as well as our Instagram and Pinterest. So check our mobile units out, our websites out at www.grannysplaceministries.org, and we'll have the flyer and other information about the health fair. But come on out. It's for the community. It's a free event. We want to talk about the health, talk about health insurance, and talk about some needs that we have. And hopefully we'll give you some information that prevents serious problems before you can get to the doctor. We can give you some ideas of different things to look for if there's certain interests going on. The other thing is that we want to form a relationship with the community. And providing information, one of our most important things is health and healthcare and the healthcare industry. And so we want to be able to provide you with some great information about things that may be bothering you or information that you may need to know. And hopefully the Duncanville Fire Department, EMS, you know, will be there and be able to give you some information about the services that they have. A lot of time these government agencies have information that, and provide services that we don't even know. We just think that they can provide one or two services, and oftentimes they can provide a lot of stuff to us. So it's good to come out and talk to them and see what other services they have available. So we invite everyone out. Again, it'll be on October 31st, Halloween, and it's a free event. So come on out. We welcome everyone.
Wonderful. Amen. Granny's Place is on the move. Also, we want to tell our listening audiences, ladies, 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 get ready, get ready, get ready. We are on the move. We will be having our second annual women's conference, So You Made It, Now What? That is our topic for our women's conference. Come on out at First Free Will Baptist Church at 1415 West Wheatland Road, Duncanville, at the corner of Clark and Wheatland Road. The conference begins promptly at 10, and we will hope to be finished by 2. This is a free event. We will have some speakers coming from all aspects of life, from drug abuse, from prison, from domestic violence, from divorce, from education, from finance. We'll have an open forum, open session for you ladies to ask questions and talk about your health issues, talk about things that are on your mind. We will have people there that can answer questions. We'll also have some vendors there with some lovely items for you to purchase. We'll have a little food, too. You know, that always draws you. So why don't you come on out and join with us on October the 24th from 10 to 2 at the First Free Will Baptist Church at the Second Annual Women's Conference for my sister, my friend. And if you saw our beautiful T-shirts that we had last year, we're going to try to have some of those on hand for you to purchase. We will give you further information about that on our next session, but we certainly want you to mark your calendars and save the date for October 24th, 2015. Join my sister, my friend, in their second annual conference, So You Made It, Now What? So come on out, ladies, and join us. We're going to have a glorious time in the Lord, and we're going to be answering your questions and giving you a chance to speak, giving you a chance to talk, giving you a chance to just fellowship with one another and just have a great time. Just have a great time. So we invite you. It is free. It is a free conference. So, ladies, just come on out and let's pack the house and have a good time with one another. You might meet somebody that you can hook up with as a source for what you need. We're going to have resources and information for you. We're going to have good speaking and good fellowship. So we just ask you to come on by the First Free Will Baptist Church at 1415 Wheatland Road at the corner of Clark and Wheatland on October the 24th. And join us. We love to have you. We love to see you there. And Beverly, is there anything else that you want to tell these listening audiences about tonight before we call this an evening?
No, that's the only thing that that I could announce right now. But we would like to again extend the invitation for the women's conference and for the health fair, and we hope that people will stop by and listen to these dynamic speakers. We had a wonderful time last year. The speakers were outstanding. I mean, they were on point. It was just so awesome just to hear women talking to women clearly and telling the truth and giving you understanding about issues that you weren't clear about, and confirming God's word for you. And it was just really awesome. It was women talking to women about being truthful and being honest and giving good answers, not just giving you a lot of frou-frou language and making it sound pretty. They were just straight, honest, talking, giving you God's word, telling you what He has purpose for women's lives. It was a wonderful time last year, and I know that it's going to be equally as wonderful, if not better. So I encourage the women to come on out and just sit there and let's talk about the things that bother us, the things that affect us. As a woman, you have to sometimes have somebody else to sit there and talk with and say, yeah, that happened to me too. Yeah, I understand. I thought I was the only one that happened to. And I don't understand why those things happen. And, you know, we can sit there together and pray about it and figure it out and see what's going on and get the answer. So come on out and on October 24th, because LaShondra has some wonderful, wonderful guests.
Amen. Wonderful. And we want to see your face in the place and get you comfortable and help you understand some things about yourself and your life and maybe some of the reasons why you keep going through the same things over and over and over, because you haven't gotten past the first point. So our guest speakers are going to tell you all about their lives, all about how they went from down to up. Okay, and most of the aspects of life that we have our problems with. So come on by the First Free Will Baptist Church on October the 24th and fellowship with us and learn something new. You might even learn something new about yourself, because the women are going to be open and honest with you. They're going to answer your questions. They're going to give you a chance to voice your own opinions. They're going to direct you, give you resources, and just be there for you at this day from 10 to 2. So we have some survivors, some illness survivors. We have some breast cancer survivors that are going to talk to us. We have some women that have been to been incarcerated. We have some women who have been through domestic violence. We have some women who have been to school and educated themselves and become executives and managers and just all kinds of anything, any kind of issue that you might have, or that we going to have some women to talk to you about it. Okay, so come on out and join us and learn some things and help yourself and just be friendly and fellowship, okay? And we thank you so much tonight for listening to us. Next week we'll be back with some more information and some more guests we have lined up for next week. So join us on next Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Join my sister, my friend. And then on Tuesday night, hopefully the Gregory Show will be back tomorrow night from 8:30 to 9. And this is a young man that is talking about what's going on with him in his school and happenings of freshman sophomore year that he is in, and he talk about the grades and how to accomplish what he needs to accomplish for you young people that you ladies that have children that are in their freshman year or their sophomore year. Why don't you call in that 310-982-4126 on tomorrow night and listen to the Gregory Show. And then on Wednesday night, Sister Elder Linda Jordan with her prayer warriors and her ministry will be joining us. And on Thursday night, we have Women to Survive, Domestic Violence Lady, Wanda McKinley.
Yeah, we are Survivors Foundation.
We are Survivors, I'm sorry. We are Survivors, Wanda McKinley. She will be on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Her show starts promptly at 6. She has some very formative information for us. And, ladies, she will also be one of our speakers at our women's conference. So come and hear what she has to say about domestic violence. And then on Friday night, we have LaShawn, who will be talking street talk. This is for ages 18 to 35. And these young people just talk about what's going on the streets of Dallas or what's going on in their world at that age group. So join them at 310-982-4126. LaShawn usually has open lines for you to call and talk to her about what is going on in their topic. And then on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m., join Minister Joel Lewis with Free on the Inside. He has an array, a host of just different people that he talked to, talking about men's issues. Then he talks to people about different occupations, how you can be free on the inside and loving God. So join him on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9. And then on Sunday, we are listening to First Free Will Baptist Church or whoever inspirational talk that we can get for that morning. If Reverend Terry is not available, we will give you some inspiration on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock from 11 to 12. So join my sister, my friend, Free on the Inside, Straight Street Talk, A Kingdom Call, Women of Domestic Violence. We are Survivors. We are Survivors. So we just have a lot of information to give you. We have a lot of people that you can join in and listen to Monday through Sunday. So join us at 310-982-4126 at our various times. We thank you for listening tonight. We thank God for you, and we're going to close this session with a prayer. Dear God, we just thank you tonight for the opportunity to come on this line and talk to our sisters, our listening audience, about what concerns you, dear God, and what concerns them, God. Father, we thank you and hope that we are able to give them some information that will help them along their way. Dear God, we thank you for our sponsor, Ms. Beverly, and we thank you for all our broadcast hosts that are part of Granny's Place on this Blog Talk Radio show. God, would you bless each and every one of us? Would you keep us in your will and keep us in your way, Father, because we desire to do what you have us to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. Have a good evening and the rest of the week. And don't forget, join us every night, one night or another. In Jesus' name, Have a good evening. Good night. Night, Bev.